A Wreath for Rivera by Nio Marsh. The dedication reads, "For Bet, who asked for it and now gets it, with my love." Chapter 1. Letters. From Lady Pastern and Bagot to her niece by marriage, Miss Carlyle Wayne. 3 Dukesgate, Eaton Place, London, Southwest 1.
My dearest Carlyle, I am informed with that air of inconsequence which characterizes all your uncle's utterances of your arrival in England. Welcome home. You may be interested to learn that I have rejoined your uncle. My motive is that of expediency. Your uncle proposed to give Clochemer to the nation and has returned to Duke's Gate, where, as you may have heard, I have been living for the last 5 years. During the immediate post-war period, I shared its dubious amenities with members of an esoteric Central European sect. Your uncle granted them what I believe colonials would call squatters' rights, hoping, no doubt, to force me back upon the Cromwell Road, or the society of my sister Desiree, with whom I have quarrelled since we were first able to comprehend each other's motives. Other aliens were repatriated, but the sect remained. It will be a sufficient indication of their activities if I tell you that they caused a number of boulders to be set up in the principal reception room, that their ceremonies began at midnight and were conducted in antiphonal screams, that their dogma appeared to prohibit the use of soap and water, and that they were forbidden to cut their hair. 6 months ago they returned to Central Europe. I have never inquired the precise habitat, and I was left mistress of this house. I had it cleaned and prepared myself for tranquility. Judge of my dismay.